So my daughter spent the better part of 10 minutes roasting me yesterday. She was just sitting on the couch flipping through my Instagram.
Dang it. Did you get this on video?
On 99.7DJX? No, I did not. She had my phone. Shoot. That's why.
Ah, gotcha.
She had my phone because so I exclaimed that, oh gosh, I got a comment from a big brand on one of my videos. And so she was, so I was showing her and she was like, oh. And so she started just like mining my Instagram.
Oh, no.
And then just started absolutely roasting me. And she was like, I cannot believe I'm going to delete this video of my embarrassing tan line.
Chat, be honest. Do you see a tan line?
And it's, I sometimes I'll run with my hat on backwards. And it showed a sort of like half circle on my forehead.
You're precious.
And it's,
you didn't put some sunblock on your porcelain white skin?
Yeah, like I didn't.
You're a ginger. This is not your first rodeo.
Right, right. So I was like, hey, fam, you know, is this, be honest, does this look like, do you see anything here? Is this a sun, is this a tan line? Jacqueline,
you needed to ask ChatGPT that.
No, the chat, like in the chat, in the replies.
The
Yeah. Jacqueline said it's there, but it magically disappears when you put your hat on backwards.
There you go.
Marlise, our coworker, said yes. No, wait, no. Well, maybe a little sorta, kind of. If I squint real hard,
no, it's right there.
Yeah,
it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Haley said, "Oh yeah, clear as day." Kenny said, "Sorry, bro." Gary said, no, Ben, no tan line, a burn line. Yeah, I'm a ginger, so we don't really tan.
Yeah, it's not tan, it's burn. Yeah.
We burn. Christine said, yep, it's there. So anyway, so she was going through and going, I'm just going to delete this video.
Just save yourself the embarrassment. Why did you put that out there?
Right, exactly, exactly.
Yes. Because your embarrassment is my embarrassment.
Right, that's kind of
what
she was saying.
She was saying yes.
Yeah. Yes. And just all in all, cringe. And I get it. Whatever. You know, that's what parents are supposed to do, right? But I want to know, what's your most embarrassing sunburn? Because I'm going to have this, I don't know, you can kind of still see it a little bit.
Oh, it's better.
It's better today.
It's better.
It was worse 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But it's better today. It just took, you know, a little bit of time to
sunscreen.
To get right.
Sunscreen. You should wear sunscreen every day on your face, especially you. I put it on every day.
Yeah.
And I don't run the risk that you do with burning as quickly and as violently.
No, I get it. I should.
Yeah.
You're literally starting to sound like my daughter now.
Get a little sunblock.
Yeah.
And you can moisturize too at the same time.
Right.
Moisturizing.
Right. Thank you. So,
skincare.
Most embarrassing sunburn. I don't know if a big half crescent circle.
It's awkward.
On your head, your forehead.
Because you can't cover it up with makeup.
I can't cover it up with makeup.
I mean, you could.
I literally had to wear a hat yesterday just to let it go and absorb into.
Buy yourself some more time.
Yes, give me just a little bit more time until I could.
It fades.
I could have, I could be seen in public again. So. If you've got a funny story, I'd like to hear it. 502-795-1997.
Got some ones coming in already.
All right. I had an awkward sort of sunburn on my forehead that is finally starting to fade, but my daughter was literally roasting me about the video that I put up on Instagram.
Chat, be honest. Do you see a tan line?
Bless your heart. And she's like, Dad, delete that. That's so embarrassing.
She's like, I'm going to delete that. That's for sure. So what's, do you have a story, most embarrassing sunburn story?
Okay, wait. Jen just texted in, put a leftover bachelorette party decoration on my friend's back when she was sleeping with some confetti sprinkles in the sun.
Did you say bachelorette party decoration?
Bachelorette party decoration. Guess the shape.
Like a rocket.
Covered tan line over her butt for a week.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, should have done the dishes. You wouldn't have had to wear a one piece.
Oh. I love that.
Oh, wow. Oh, what a shape to have.
Carla said, went tubing all day, forgot sunscreen, took my sunglasses off, and looked like a reverse raccoon for a full week.
Oh, gosh.
My boss called me Zorro for a week.
Yep, looks like you got a mask on.
That is funny.
Oh, Kayla, I wore a crop top and low-rise shorts to Bourbon and Beyond last year, and I had a permanent memory of it burned into my midsection for a week, literally.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Lacey, I got a bad sunburn on my feet. While wearing the flippy floppies, my feet looked like candy canes. Yeah, you got to be aware of the flip-flops.
Yeah, for sure. Elizabeth.
When I was 17, we went on a family vacation, and I managed to get sunscreen everywhere except for the middle of my chest, and I had drip marks from the sunscreen for several years.
Years?
So the sun burned where the where the sunscreen wasn't.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then where the sunscreen had dripped down was like a tan line.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it, like, permanently changed the chemicals in your skin.
So something like that. But it was like a tattoo for a while.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, gosh, your heart.
Chrissy said, on an educational trip to Mexico, kid in our group used spritz sunscreen, didn't rub it in. He was basically polka dotted.
Oh, no. Oh, bless his heart. Oh, got another text. Amanda says, I burnt my butt so bad last summer on vacation, I was unable to sit on my cheeks for 3 days.
Oh, no.
Made the drive home horrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, she might have had a little
embarrassing,
cheeky little bottom she was wearing.
Embarrassing sunburn. Lacey said, got a bad sunburn on my feet while wearing flippy floppies,
yes.
She said.
we said that one. Tina says,
yeah.
I once got a one-shoulder tank top tan. Oh, that's the worst. I thought I was being cute in an asymmetrical shirt. Nope. Looked like I had a red seatbelt strap across my chest for 10 days.
Oh, no. I know.
Davey in college, my friend, wrote dork on my back in sunscreen. Walked around with that badge for 2 weeks.
Dork. Oh, shoot. That's funny. All right. These are good.
Sarah, I got sunburned the day before being a bridesmaid. Strapless dress, bright red chest.
Mm.
I looked like I was blushing the whole ceremony, and the pictures are a permanent reminder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least she didn't have, like, the strap marks, it sounds like. So she had, like, a strapless bathing suit on, so that's helpful.
Keith said, I once spent all day driving with my window down. Left side of my face, boiled tomato, right side, porcelain doll. Terrible. Yep.
Oh, yes. You underestimate the fact that could happen.
I was going to say, I've done that with my arm before.
Yes.
Like, arm hanging out the window.
Yep.
Like, one arm is one color, and the other arm is the other color.
Yep, you got to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Vanessa says, on vacation a few years ago, it was beach day, cloudy skies. I'll be fine without sunscreen, I said. Spoiler, I was not fine.
Right.
I looked like a crab boil attendee that had been boiled.
All right, lesson here, sunscreen, friends.
Sunscreen, even if it's not like you're going for a day at the pool or the beach, like you just need it every day.
All right, hang on. We'll get to one more. Candace. Not me, but a friend of mine, sure, Candace, went to a nudist resort.
No.
He wore a thong Speedo, burn his cheeks.
Oh,
he had a thong tan and a bright red butt the whole time at the clothing optional resort. They said they called him Hot A. Yeah, the whole time. That is funny.
I feel like there's way more stories to that story.
Like at a nudist? Could you imagine burning parts of your body that probably aren't used to being exposed to sun?
I mean, I guess it's a good thing he had some things covered. Could you imagine?
How awkward that? Would it be to rub sunscreen on?
Honey, can you get downstairs?
All right, good stories. Thank you for that.